Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Are you happy with the status quo in Oklahoma City? Do you like the direction our state's been going? Then you should stick with the career politicians and their empty promises. Conservatives are ready for a change. Real change. The kind of change only an outsider can bring about. Kevin Stitt started a business from scratch, right here in Oklahoma, and built it into a success that employs hundreds of Oklahomans. He'll work just as hard as governor to deliver accountability to state government, and he'll start by auditing every state agency. He'll post state spending online for all to see, and Kevin Stitt will fix the budget crisis so we can secure the pay raises teachers deserve and fund our schools so our kids get the education they deserve. Face it, we've tried the career politicians. We've heard their empty promises. Let's give a businessman a chance. For a change, Kevin Stitt for governor. Oklahoma's turnaround starts right here, right now.
Paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
The Senate Ag Committee advancing their version of farm policy to the floor of the U.S. Senate, perhaps as early as next week for consideration. According to Terry Dietrich, president of the American Farmers and Ranchers, this is great news.
It appears that the Senate version is pretty much like what we have been, with a few minor adjustments and a few extra perks in where they're really needed, dairy for one. And the fact that the Senate was able to come with a bipartisan proposal, I think, is a good step. Farmers are very intent and drastically in need of knowing what they're going to be able to have for the future farm bill.
And Dietrich says with this bipartisan vote in favor of the measure, it looks like we could get back on track toward getting a farm bill done before the end of the fiscal year on the 30th of September.
That'll be quite an accomplishment. We need to get her going. It looks like we're on track to do that, and I applaud Congress for their hard work on it.
Terry Dietrich on the movement in the Senate this week on a 2018 farm bill. Still lots of worries about trying to get the House version of farm policy across the finish line to be able to get to conference. At this point, there's talk about trying to vote on the House version of the farm bill by next Friday, June 22nd. Trade teams are here in the Southern Plains over the next few days. A team of Mexican grain importers and feed millers will be touring U.S. sorghum growing areas this coming week. The team from the National Association of Food Manufacturers for Animal Consumption in Mexico will be making stops in Texas and Kansas. And over the weekend, a group of flour millers from several countries in Africa will be in Oklahoma, being hosted by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. They'll be headed into Kansas first of next week. Former Oklahoma Attorney General and current EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt has been out in farm country this week, in Kansas this week, and then South Dakota yesterday. In both cases, got his earful from folks involved with the biofuels industry, from the corn industry, from grain sorghum, telling him to back off of the renewable fuel standard and treat farmers fairly and keep the president's promises. For his part, he wanted to talk a little bit about WOTUS, including the fact that EPA sending the new Waters of the U.S. proposed rule over to the Office and Management Budget Offices this week, to OMB, hoping to get a budget score on it in the near future to be able to get it out and start getting comments back from the public on their version of WOTUS 2.0. Earlier in the year, the pork industry in Oklahoma had to postpone their annual Oklahoma Pork Congress. They have rescheduled it now, and it's set for Friday, June 29th, once again at Embassy Suites in Norman. You've got farm news on Ron.
Around P&K Equipment, it's always tractor season. We're really proud of our John Deere lineup because it's stacked with capability and versatility, and it's changing what it means to own your tractor. And because it's all part of our promise to you, you'll also find some of the lowest industry prices and top-notch service. We call that the P&K experience. So stop by to meet the team and kick off your tractor purchase today, or visit us online at pkequipment.com. And remember, around here, John Deere starts with P&K.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.